Could you help me with this? Assume for the moment, you may disagree, assume for the moment that this is unprecedented. This is a step beyond what our cases have allowed, the affirmative duty to act to go into commerce. If that is so, do you not have a heavy burden of justification? I understand that we must presume laws are constitutional. But even so, when you are changing the relation of the individual to the government in this, what we can stipulate is, I think, a unique way, do you not have a heavy burden of justification to show authorization under the Constitution?
So, two things about that, Justice Kennedy. First, we think this is regulation of people's participation in the healthcare market. And all this minimum coverage provision does is say that instead of requiring insurance at the point of sale, that Congress has the authority under the commerce power and the necessary proper power to ensure that people have insurance in advance of the point of sale because of the unique nature of this market, because this is a market although most of the population is in the market most of the time, 83% visit a physician every year, 96% over a five-year period. So virtually everybody in society is in this market, and you've got to pay for the health care you get. The predominant way in which it's paid for is insurance, and the respondents agree that Congress could require that you have insurance in order to get health care or forbid health care from being provided.
Why do